Hi, this is Steve. I'm a member at BanjoHangout.org, and this is a sound file that compares the slowdown ability of two pieces of software. One is the Amazing Slowdowner, and the other is Best Practice 1.02. We're discussing this on one of the threads that's active on the forum right now. Very quickly, wanted to show what I have found is the difference in quality once you slow down from 100% to 50% when you're trying to learn a lick. And I have noticed that the Best Practice has kind of a noise or some filtering problem that makes it very difficult to hear what's going on at 50%. So I wanted to demonstrate that. First, I'll show you that both pieces of software play the source file just fine at 100% at regular pitch. I'm using as a source file an MP3. And that's what I'm going to be using for most of my learning anyway. I've got my entire music library converted to MP3 so that I can listen to it on the computer. Here's the Amazing Slowdowner playing the tune. Okay, and just so you can hear that they're almost identical. Here is the Best Practice software playing the same source file, same MP3, at 100% speed. As far as I'm concerned, for all intents and purposes, these two are identical there. The fidelity there is good enough for learning purposes. Where we run into trouble is when you get to slowing it down. I'm going to start off with the Amazing Slowdowner, go back to the beginning of that clip, and very quickly slow from 100% down to 50%. So that was the Amazing Slowdowner, and I find that very easy to hear. The fidelity is good enough, I think, for listening to it and hearing what's going on at 50%. And obviously, you wouldn't always be learning at 50%. On some pieces, you might even go slower, but most of the time, probably learning something faster than 50%. And it obviously keeps the pitch. The Best Practice software does keep the pitch, but I want to demonstrate what happens when you get down to 50%. There's kind of an echo slapback type effect that makes it really difficult to hear what's going on. So here's the Best Practice, starting out at 100% and quickly slowing down to 50. So right there, that's the Best Practice, and that's a really good example of the feature that I'm talking about. It makes it pretty much not usable for me, and I'm not doing this to gang up on one particular piece of software or another. I'm getting ready to perhaps purchase the Amazing Slowdowner. It's only $50. And as lots of folks have mentioned on the site, there are other pieces of software available for free that will do this. Best Practice is free, and there's also plugins for iTunes and Audacity and probably a number of other programs. This is not complicated stuff that the computer's doing. I am kind of impressed with the Amazing Slowdowner, and the fact that Mike Seeger recommended it is kind of cool. It might seem silly, but at any rate, that's the audio example of the problem that I posted about online, and I hope it's helpful.